is Katie McGowan, and I work as the Deputy Director of Kresge Arts in Detroit.
I am Sibel Kodish, a fine art photographer, photojournalist. I am a 2019 Kresge Artist Fellow. I'm also the Kresge Arts in Detroit inaugural featured photographer for 2023.
The Featured Photographer Initiative was a pilot and an experiment. Our organization hires photographers to document our events, to take portraits of the incoming Kresge Artist Fellows, and for various other purposes. And this year, we thought it would be cool to experiment with working with one photographer, and that person would cover these sort of quotidian needs of the organization, but also provide content for our social media and for Cade Presents, where this conversation will eventually live. We wanted to experiment with enlisting the help of one photographer to cover all of our various needs for the year and additionally provide content on a monthly basis of arts events that were happening around town that included other Kresge Award winners, Gilda Award winners, Kresge Eminent Artists, Kresge Artist Fellowships. And so this year, Sibel was our featured photographer, the inaugural featured photographer, and she took portraits of the incoming class of Kresge Artist Fellows. She took our staff headshots. She documented several of our events. Additionally, she went out on a monthly assignment to document and capture the essence of exhibitions, performances, different goings-on about town of other artists who have been awarded by our organization.
Family of extremely accomplished visual artists and musical artists, and the one arena that hadn't truly been explored was photography. So I was, I thought I was going to be a painter. I was very much into realism, then discovered photography, which is as real as you can get, and had my uncle's camera, got into it, and started. The photography professor that I had in high school was incredibly nurturing and let me just go through and explore and really push some boundaries. And then I just absolutely fell in love with it and applied to college and majored in it there and then got into photojournalism in Detroit. Getting into photography was such a unique arena for me in the sense that I had studied so much fine art and knew so many fine artists. I didn't really have any photographic influences because it was just such a brand new medium, which I think was incredibly helpful in a lot of ways because I wasn't concerned about having to live up to any sort of expectations. It was just this brand new thing. Then I started to fall in love with photographers, and my absolute favorite, hands down, ever, still emulate him as much as I possibly can, is Anton Corbin. And he has kind of married this filmmaker still quality with photojournalism, and it was between him and Mary Ellen Mark that really got me into the storytelling and trying to learn how to tell a single story in a static image. With Anton, it was more, he was in the music industry, so he was really kind of emoting a sound in a static image, and Mary Ellen Mark was telling a story. So between the two of them, it became this like beautiful dance that I just was completely enamored with. So there's been a number of other ones along the way that I like for a variety of reasons. But typically, it's the ones that I gravitate towards are the incredible storytellers, not so much traditional portraiture, but I can also see the tremendous value in that as well. Those are the ones that really kind of formed my or piqued my interest and got me more into the journalism element of photography. But one thing is that I think there's a lot of different photographers that had inspired me, but there's journalists that have inspired me and what that process really was and how I went from being an actual fine art photographer into the world of journalism and how it's parlayed into being able to have conversations and cohesive conversations with subjects, whether you're pulling something out of them for a text purposes or being sent off into the field to fill the gaps for the journalists that you work with. I think there's a lot to be said for that. And certainly there is is a journalist in particular that I worked with who is a Detroit-based journalist who was hugely instrumental in getting me to feel confident to be able to go and have these experiences. Her name is Martina Guzman. She was incredibly helpful in allowing me to have the space when I was with her, because typically a photojournalist might be piggybacking on a journalist having a conversation with somebody. She encouraged me not only to ask any questions that I had that she thought might be informative, even to what she was trying to do, report on, but also gave me that tool set to be able to go into the field freely, feel confident to ask the right questions, sometimes even discovering things that I would report back to a journalist with additional information. And that has worked across every single platform that I have done to this point based on that education, which was in the field. As a featured photographer this year, it was a really interesting exploration of meeting all these other artists that I hadn't had an opportunity to, which I think is something that Kate is really known for, and Kresge in general, is creating opportunities for other artists to meet, creating resources. And this, for me, was an opportunity to get into the field and get into meeting other artists that, again, like I said, I wouldn't probably have the opportunity to meet on a more frequent level. Where I thought this was really interesting in terms of the photography as art, but also photography as storytelling, was trying to document these artists in their different mediums, whether it was they were creating something or they were in an arena that was showcasing their work. You know, so maybe it was communicating that through portraiture and having them be in the space that they had their work. How was I going to communicate effectively what that felt like, what that vibe was like? For instance, there was a photographer, Brian Day, that I photographed, and it was in a gallery, you know, and it was very stark. And where I thought it would be very interesting was to make that a black and white thing, because that is something that is one of his strongest mediums by far. So it was sort of an homage to him and what he does. And even with people who were doing, you know, performances or readings, it was really about finding that angle that could really showcase them. So it was not only showing that they were out there doing the thing, but how could I do it the most beautifully in the space that I was afforded with them. Yeah, it was incredibly challenging, I'll say. Like, if you're in a gallery setting, you know, it's been curated and the space has already been created. The lighting is created. Sometimes there's a lot of reflection. How do you make that a story that is your story, that is telling their story? So it was about playing around with different angles. You know, there was one instance where there weren't any actual artists that were available for the particular project, that particular assignment. And so it was really photographing their images or their work in the space and trying to show the different angles that could incorporate one in front of another. How does that show how grand the space is, what that collective looks like? And also, you know, I love to shoot in black and white, but there were so many colorful, beautiful, tactile pieces that it was actually a little bit of a struggle for me to try and honor exactly what it was that they were communicating and not putting so much of a spin on it for me. So photojournalism came in heavy, but then the artistic thing could come in heavy on other parts too. So it was actually an interesting challenge every single opportunity. I do think my voice is still present. Largely, I think when it comes from different angles and things that, again, if you're walking into a room and it's just a typical standard gallery, for instance, how are you going to make that interesting and unique when a handful of other people have already been in there and taken photographs? It becomes a challenge to, maybe it's not necessarily about a particular work, but it is about where you are on the floor, how you're climbing up onto a chair. If you can get the artist in the space, how do you get the artist to be in the perfect spot to showcase what they have around them so it becomes an environmental portrait? So yeah, I still think that there's an element of the photographer in a photojournalistic essay. I come from the darkroom, and so digital has been an adjustment getting into the digital darkroom and making it as exciting and magical, because I loved how the image would just appear in a pan and, you know, you didn't know what you had until you were in there. It's a little different now. I still try to treat everything as it has this sort of gestation period, I like to call it, before I revisit an image and start to edit. Right now I'm working with different processes of printing that are sort of traditional, but using digital imagery put on emulsion and then married to a piece of paper and using alternative processing, which is kind of exciting. It's very labor intensive, and it's not, definitely not like a traditional photo, but it's a lot of fun to explore. The sort of advent of the iPhone photography or cell phone photography in social media, especially, you know, I've gone through different periods in photography of I would equate it as sort of Renaissance, growth hindrance, all those kinds of things. Again, I come from film. When digital photography started, everybody was like, well, let's see if this sticks. It stuck. And so you sort of have to graduate into that realm. And I think what people thought when digital photography came into play is very similar to what I think people think with the cell phone photography, is that you can have a digital camera, you can have a cell phone camera, but you still have to have capability. You still have to have an eye, you know. I work in the music industry so much, and you know, having access to having a home recording studio does not make you an engineer. So I think it essentially there's a lot of really fun tools that are out there in the cell phone and in social media world. But at the end of the day, you really start to see the fine art or photojournalists really shine, because you can see what their instinct is saying. So I think there's clearly an oversaturation of imagery at this point until it becomes normal, which I think it's also becoming. And then again, you start to see the real photographers shine. I always find it interesting that when I first started photography and I would tell people I was a photographer, they'd say, oh my God, you're a photographer. Now, when I say I'm a photographer, it's like, oh, you're a photographer too. I'm like, no, but I'm a real one. But I think there's a lot of, again, people are taking risks like they'd never taken before. You know, that you have access to a cell phone is great. I've used it for assignments. I've even used it to shoot covers of magazines. So it's a great tool. And I think where we're going to start to see some interesting things happen is when there's such a line between reality and manipulation of reality. So maybe we'll start to come up with a term for what cell phone photography really is, where it's actually like its own art form. I have the iron in a lot of fires at the moment, but currently I am working on the alternative processing and really exploring that, because I do love to see things printed, and that is maybe the one thing that I do miss more than anything is, and again, going back to the featured photography element, what's great about that for me was knowing that there was going to be a series of images that got to see the light of day. A lot of times, as I mentioned earlier, you're sort of relegated to one static image to tell a full story. So the CADE project gave me the opportunity to tell it in a number of images, which is great. The next step up would be to see things printed on walls, and that's not something that people get to do as much anymore. I'm incredibly curious to see where this takes off and what directions it goes, because I think that based on the photographers who've been awarded Kresge Artist Fellowships, the pool is so vastly different. So how to see how everybody's different perceptions are with the same sort of assignments, I think would be fascinating.